October 7th last year was the terrible Hamas-led attack on Israel. Since then, Israel has been at war defending itself from the Hamas terror organization and endeavoring to bring the hostages taken by Hamas back to Israel. Since then, America has said they support Israel while at the same time restraining Israel, pushing for a hostage deal that would keep Hamas in power, and threatening and actually withholding arms shipments from Israel. One such time was recently on October 13th. The Washington Post reported that the Biden administration intensified pressure on Israel this week to improve dire conditions for civilians in the Gaza Strip, as top officials warned they would resort to punitive measures, potentially including a suspension of military aid, if humanitarian aid flows are not increased within a month. In an October 13th letter to senior Israeli officials, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken demanded urgent steps to ensure non-combatants have access to food and other necessities, blaming actions by the Israeli government and lawlessness in Gaza for a recent deterioration of conditions there. On November 10th, Ynet News reported that D-9 bulldozer shipments stalled by U.S. embargo, leaving Israeli soldiers exposed. The report goes on to state, "The partial U.S. arms embargo on Israel is affecting the battlefield in Gaza and Lebanon and could pose a risk to IDF soldiers. The U.S. is silently halting various arms shipments to the country, but continues to support Israel in other ways, including a large-scale deal to acquire about 1,000 new APCs. New details reveal that an extensive shipment of 134 D-9 bulldozers, which Israel ordered and paid for, but are waiting export approval from the U.S. State Department in Washington, according to two security sources who spoke with Ynet on condition of anonymity. The report goes on to describe how these bulldozers save soldiers' lives. The bulldozers in these operations often lead the brigade's combat teams, clearing contaminated areas from explosive charges intended to detonate against infantry and armor troops. However, it's clear that these machines aren't only operationally effective against terror tunnels and in urban areas, but also help save soldiers' lives. Earlier in October, on the first of the month, America sanctioned the Hilltop Youth. The U.S. Department of the Treasury's press release said, "Treasury designates extremist settler group in West Bank." The press release states that Hilltop Youth is a violent extremist group that has repeatedly attacked Palestinians and destroyed Palestinian homes and property in the West Bank. Who are the Hilltop Youth? First, there is no formal group called the Hilltop Youth. The term in Israel refers to loosely organized ideological pioneers who endeavor to settle the land of Israel, principally the regions of Judea and Samaria. In fact, it is difficult to find much information on them. They are out on the hilltops of Judah and Samaria, building homes, living as shepherds and farmers. They are welcoming and nonviolent. Many are motivated by the Hebrew prophets to settle the land they believe God has given them. Others may be troubled youths from the larger cities that join the young people on the hilltops and adapt their lifestyle. They have protested government actions to destroy hilltop communities that they have erected. Incidents of damage to Palestinian property have been attributed to some youths, and an arson attack that resulted in deaths has been attributed to them, although the conviction was made under questionable circumstances. An op-ed from Israel National News in 2016 summarized the Hilltop Youth this way. "Collectively, these boys are referred to as Hilltop Youth simply because they have chosen to live a simple life on the beautiful mountains of our land. They farm, raise animals, learn, and are deeply religious young people. I have been to some of these hilltops. Some are without electricity. All are filled with love. These are not violent people. These are young men and women, sometimes individuals, sometimes families, who love their land and are deeply religious. They are not violent. For God's sake, they are farmers and pioneers living in an age when the world doesn't understand such simplicity. Quite simply, the Hilltop Youth are not a terrorist group of any description. However, what the American sanctioning of this group achieved is the dangerous assumption that any Jew who settles the hilltops of Judah and Samaria is effectively treated as a terrorist. It is no surprise that the world and the media would be against those who settle the mountains of Israel. It is quite amazing that a group of young idealists can gather so much negative world attention, but not surprising when we read Ezekiel 38, verse 8. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. All of this could now likely change, as Trump won the elections, the U.S. elections on November 5th, in a landslide, taking control of the presidency, Congress, and the Senate, and winning the popular vote. Subsequently, on November 13th, 30 days after the aforementioned American threat to withhold arms, it was reported in the Times of Israel, headline and article summary reading, U.S. says it won't withhold weapons to Israel as deadline to address aid crisis passes. Lacking leverage after election, Biden aides say Israel took sufficient steps to comply with U.S. law, even if Jerusalem didn't meet all the demands it was given 30 days to act on. Fox News reported on this Friday, November 15th, that Trump said to lift all military restrictions on Israel on first day in office, according to reports. Recently, Trump has been announcing appointments to key positions in the new government to be inaugurated on January 20th. While these appointments have not yet gone through the due process, it gives us an idea of where things could be headed. Pete Hegseth is Trump's choice of U.S. Secretary of Defense. In 2018, he made these comments at the 2018 Arut Sheva conference. I and others had a chance to go and see the Western Wall, the Temple Mount, the Western Wall tunnels, and so much of the old city, he said. When you stand there, you cannot help but behold the miracle before you. Got me thinking about another miracle I hope all of you don't see as too far away. 1917 was a miracle. 1948 was a miracle. 1967 was a miracle. 2017, the declaration of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel was a miracle. And there's no reason why the miracle of the reestablishment of the temple on the Temple Mount is not possible. I don't know how it would happen. You don't know how it would happen, but I know it could happen. That's all I know, he said. A step in that process is the recognition that facts and activities on the ground truly matter. That's why going to visit Judea and Samaria, understanding that the very sovereignty over Israeli soil, cities, locations is a critical next step to showing the world that this is the land of the Jews and the land of Israel. Trump's appointment for the American ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, a Baptist pastor. Here is Jeremy Gimpel's reaction to that news. I'm sitting here on the mountains of Judea, just having my breakfast, and I hear the news that Mike Huckabee is now going to be ambassador to Israel. My first response, praise the Lord. Mike Huckabee supports the settlements in Judea and Samaria and has visited Aragot Farm, where Jeremy Gimpel lives. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency stated, the nomination may be seen in Israel as a boost for long-delayed plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to annex parts of the West Bank. In 2008, Huckabee said, there's really no such thing as a Palestinian. In his run for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination, Huckabee said, or had said, he saw the West Bank as an integral part of Israel and vowed to back settlement expansion there. Huckabee dropped out early and endorsed Trump in that election, stumping for him with enthusiasm even when visiting Israel. Meanwhile, the Vatican is getting desperate to stop Israel. Israel National News reported, excerpts from book to be released Tuesday reveal that Pope Francis is calling for an investigation into whether Israel's actions in Gaza meet the criteria for genocide. The upcoming American administration will be looking to create progress on Middle East peace and prosperity. Israel National News reported both Kushner and Trump aim to build on the Abraham Accords, which normalized relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates during Trump's first term. That's if Biden's administration doesn't succeed in starting a world war first, as it has just been announced that America has approved the use of its supplied long-range missiles by Ukraine for striking deep inside Russia. Putin has said in the past that if this did indeed happen, that they would use nuclear weapons. Over the last year, Israel's enemies, the terrorist entities of Hamas and Hezbollah backed by Iran, have all begun to fall before them. Long ago in Persia, even Haman's wise men could see the writing on the wall when they said, "If Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. The time to favor Zion, yea, the set time has come." This has been David Billington with you for Bible in the News. Thanks for listening. Come back next week to www.bibleinthenews.com.